Yo, bro, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you perfectly. Can you hear me?
Awesome, man. Yeah, I can, bro. I was trying to get this thing like working on my laptop, and it was telling me like my microphone and my camera had no access. So I just had to do it on my phone. So hopefully this is good. Hopefully this
No, it's fine. It's fine. I was getting a little nervous. I
is
was getting a little nervous. I was like, yeah,
You looking
like this.
crispy, man. You gotta tell me your setup. Sheesh.
I can hit you up on the inbox and let you know who we're rocking with down here. It's basic, it's simple. But yeah, for sure. But you want to introduce yourself? Tell us a little bit about yourself, what you do,
Yeah,
who you
sure.
are.
Sure, yeah. So my name is Aaron. My artist name is Abel. I am an independent artist based in Philadelphia. And I'm really, I'm in the process of discovering, what is music really gonna be in my life. I've always known I wanted music to be a tool, a vehicle, so to speak, to reach people, to empower people. I want to equip people to follow Jesus. That's really is my passion. I think I've been going through some challenging years of trying to discover, becoming an adult is hard. And but if there's one thing I know is that God really, he made it plain to me that this is something I'm supposed to be doing. I'm just trying to discover if it's something that's supposed to be a career or something that I do on the side. I'm kind of in the middle of all that, but I hope to release an EP this year, and what I'm really battling is consistency and then learning what that looks like. I'm not the most disciplined person naturally, and I think that's part of me, part of me becoming an adult is like learning that I can't have these childish ways of thinking or going about life. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just trying to apply that and be very practical. I could overthink, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just trying to be practical. Let me just be faithful and see what God does. That's kind of where I'm at with it right now.
So you mentioned that that your name is Aaron, but your rap name is Abel. How did you like land there with that name?
All right, so here we go. So initially my name was so My rap name is Abel, and it has two A's, if you can see it there. So it's Aable. I'll get to why I did that in a second here. But when I gave my life to Jesus, one of the things that drew me was the first time I heard Christian rap. I was kind of blown away. I was like, wait, these guys are rapping about God? Like, you can do that? I've always been passionate about music. I used to, mess around with my friends and freestyle, but I never took it seriously, right? But when I gave my life to Jesus, I had this desire, like, you know what, I want to try this, right? So I was doing music for a little while, nothing serious, but it became a thing that's like, okay, this might be something I really want to do. And I was spending time with my cousins at the time, my sister, and we were all being silly, giving each other rap names. So, my sister is Megan, we called her May Saya. My cousin is Anissa, called her Graciousness. My cousin's Timmy, we called him T Scripture. And then they called me A Rapture
A
initially.
rapture.
A Rapture. Imagine that if I went with that name. And then my cousin Anissa, she was like, oh yo, what about Abel? And when a lot of people hear Abel, initially they think, Cain and Abel. But I liked God is Abel a lot better than Cain and
I like
Abel,
that.
right?
That's a
All
bar.
right, so yeah, man. So I liked the name Abel because I liked the idea of God is Abel being attached to the name. So, but in God's wisdom, I didn't realize how deep it was in that moment. I was just kind of like, oh yeah, I like this. God is Abel. That sounds cool, right? So down the line, I actually changed it to two A's because my name Aaron is spelled with two A's. And I wanted to make it a little more personal to who I am. And I also wanted to avoid if I ever, put out any merch or branding that said God is able. I didn't want it to look like saying like God is able. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, so that's the reason there. But It was actually a couple years ago that I was having a time of, I was just praying. And I felt like God showed me like a deeper significance to why my name, why he gave me the name Abel. Because at that point, I believed like, oh God, you know, in your wisdom, it might have been a silly moment, but there's a reason I'm carrying this name. You know, it's very tied to what I do with my music. It's the heart behind who I am, right? And at the very core of me, you know, he showed me that I have this name Abel because I often feel like I'm not able. Right? So for me, it's really personal because even in normal everyday life things, like I struggle with feeling capable, you know, whether it's self-doubt, insecurity. So it's literally like, no, Aaron, you are able to do this, you know, because God is able. Right? And you know, that was a revelation for me because it was like, wow, you know, I didn't realize that I struggle with things that might be simple to other people, but there's like this, like, I really need God to get through my life. There's a dependency, you know what I'm saying? You know, that's my message to people, and that's what I want my message to be. You know, you are able, you know, you can do it because God is able, right? Like God can empower us to live out this life obediently, faithfully, to help us overcome, you know, any circumstances that we're in. And there's obviously that scripture that says God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above anything we can ask or think. And I think that that is a part of it as well. So, yeah, man, I just hope to, you know, be a testament of God's faithfulness. And that's the story behind why I have the name.
Yeah, so one of the things that you mentioned as you were talking is that oftentimes you don't believe that you're able, and you kind of, from what I'm interpreting, is like you struggle believing in your own ability or like the gift that
Right.
God's placed in your life. How does that come across in your art, in your music?
It's funny, man, because I think if you heard me rap or if you see me perform, you wouldn't get the impression that I feel that way. Right? And I think that that's so interesting with music. I don't know. It's like when I actually am doing it, there's like it's just that's how I know it's a gift. It just flows out of me, right? But if I examine how I feel about who it doesn't matter if you give me 1,000 compliments or you try to validate me, like there's something in me that I'm working through that doesn't want to believe any of those things. You know, it's like this, I don't know, I can admit it's like an insecurity or it's a, you know, you could fall into comparison, like it's not that good. Or you know, when somebody says like, oh, that was good, it's like, you know, you don't really want to believe them. You know, it's like, no, it can't be that good, right? So I think that's just more of what I deal with as a man, and I think that that naturally translates into everything that I do, right? I wrote a line, it's a song that I'm hoping to release soon, but what really embodies it is like, you know, God named me Abel because I often feel like I'm not. You know, I'm not. So it's a better way to say it, it's lacking confidence is a better way to put it, right? It's like I don't have this crazy confidence that, you know, some other people might have. But in some ways, I feel like that keeps me dependent on God. So I don't know. It could be a thorn in my side. You know, it could be something that I carry that keeps me close to the heart of God because I'm so aware that I can't do this without him. You know?
Boy, Rick Harmony said, "What's up?" Let's give him a
What's up,
quick shout
Rick?
out. One of the things that I wanted to ask is like, at what point did you like realize like, man, like I really like to rap, or like you kind of started recognizing that you were pretty good at it?
this is funny, man. So, I mean, you know, full transparency, I used to smoke weed with my friends and we used to freestyle. And you know, I didn't think I was amazing, but they used to gas me up a little bit. Like I had some of the intangibles, right? There's some parts about rap that just come naturally, right? Like you could naturally flow comes naturally to you. I think writing is a skill that's developed over time. And, but I, at some point, I must've had this confidence that I could do this. And because I started to find, you know, once I gave my life to Jesus, I got inspired by a lot of artists and I was like, yo, I want to try this, you know? And, I just started taking beats, some that were popular, you know, some Drake beats or something. And I would write to them and then I would record on a voice memo and I would put the beat on one phone and I put my voice here and I'd record the track like that. And I'd send it out to family, friends, and they'd be like, oh, this is good. Right? Now, to be completely honest with you, I don't know what they saw in me because it was not good, bro. It was trash. It was warm garbage. It was not good, right? At least I think, right? But at the time, like, they must have heard some potential in me and they encouraged me to the point that I wanted to keep going, right? And then a lot of my journey, you know, one of my favorite verses in the Bible, I believe it's Matthew 6:33, if I'm not mistaken, but it's saying, you know, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these things will be added unto you, right? I know the context of that, he's talking about provision and things of that nature. But I just feel like my experience with music was like that verse, right? I was hungry to know God. I was hungry to, what does it mean to follow you? And I noticed that as I was pursuing him, music began to unfold in a way that was pretty organic, right? Mm-hmm. It wasn't like, I didn't have all the steps to know how to do this. I didn't even know how to record, you know, like professionally or anything like that, right? So what happened was, man, my dad is a tax preparer and he had a client that he showed him my music and he was like, oh, you know, so the guy happened to be a gospel rapper. That's what he went by at least. And like the chances of that, you know what I'm saying? My dad, he works in New York. Like it's just rare. Like to me, it was like, this was God. Right. So I get connected with that dude and that's how I get my first ever studio session. Now the quality was still, it wasn't great. To be honest. I still have some of the songs. I might show people one day. But it was amazing because it was like, yo, for the first time, I'm recording on a track without me having to use my phone, right? It was like, yo, this is real. Like, this is what recording is really like. I'm going to have a song that's like every other song I listen to. And so that was amazing, man. I was like, I remember being so excited about it. And I think from there, organically, I had this desire in me to continue doing it. But I will say I also wrestled to know if hip hop could be used by God, you know? Mm. So it was a battle. It was like, is this redeemable? You know what I'm saying? And I think I wrestled if I should continue going or not, you know, but down the line, I think God made that clear to me that this is something he wants me to do. So I can keep going, but you know,
that's fine. I wanted to, you kind of hit on something that I kind of want to dive a little bit deeper in. Have you ever, struggled, with the lane that God has called you, to being in the church, knowing that like the way that people view church ministry, right? You have pastor, evangelist, teacher, you know, like some, like that's the way that a lot of us view church, you know what I mean? And then here you are, rapper, you know, is the lane that God has called you in. Have you ever felt like kind of like, how would you say it? Like, why not this?
I think for a while, so just to touch a little bit more first on what I was struggling with rap or not, is like my whole context of what rap was negative, right? So it was a wrestling of like, I don't want to do this music thing if I'm being disobedient, if I'm dishonoring God.
All right.
So that's what that was about. It was like, I don't want to do it. Cause like, you know, you got to keep in mind too, like music is a very, is very praised in our culture, right? So like I didn't want to do it just because I was good at it, you know what I'm saying? So it became about like, God, is this something, first of all, that that you want me to do? And is this something that you can actually use? And those questions got answered. Like, I didn't have clear answers. I just kept making music out of my pain because I was going through, you know, I was going through a season. I was struggling. Like, I felt very lukewarm and distant from God. And so I just kept making music. And I would say, like, God, I don't know if this is something you want from me. But, you know, I just continue making music periodically. And then I went to a discipleship training school, right? And I was really just hungry. This is like in the middle of my lukewarmness, right? I was contending for this, like, God, I want to go there. I feel like it's an opportunity to just leave everything behind and just for 2 months just seek you and be discipled, right? And ironically enough, when I got there, I didn't bring up music at all. At least I don't remember. But I met this dude who immediately we clicked, man. We just had, you know, that was my boy for that whole time. And he's still to this day someone, you know, a relationship that I cherish. But immediately I connected with him and he understood me, right? Like, he understood the culture. And music was a natural thing that came up. And music ended up being a part of that entire time. And that's when I really discovered the freedom of, like, wow, God, I didn't come here for music at all. But it seems to be following me. So I don't want to push away something you keep putting on my lap. Right. So that's kind of how that went. And I felt a freedom, like, you know, and an art form is not inherently evil, you know, but it's the heart of the person that is, you know, maneuvering within that art form. Right. So that I found that freedom there. And so that was a big thing for me. Right. So, you know, during that time, I still didn't know what music would be. I just decided in my heart, I'm going to keep pursuing this. And I ended up at a nonprofit organization. It's called the Philadelphia Project. And they had these nights where we would with the youth, they were called club nights. And there was often some sort of performance to get them excited. And there was worship. There was a message and stuff like that. And so during that time at the Philly Project, I got a lot of opportunities to share my gift in front of people. And the more repetition, the more it just was confirming to me, like, yeah, this is something that I should be doing. But that was years ago, and I'm still here telling you that I don't know if this is supposed to be my career or not.
Yeah.
I've just seen that this is something that that can actually impact people's lives, and it could be an avenue to have opportunities like this where I can talk and I can be impactful completely apart from my music. You know what I'm saying? So I think that art is a great way to reach people, and it's something that we all connect with, music. But to answer, I think to really answer your question, I never really felt out of place, like, what am I in the church? Because an artist is not my full identity. You know what I mean? I think I'm a son of God. I'm a man of God. I'm a husband before I'm an artist. And I think that's the way we should approach everything. You know what I'm saying? So I think I could still be effective, and I'm still called to the same great commission that everyone else is, right? I'm supposed to make disciples, and the way we do that might look a little different between each other, but I think for my life, music is supposed to be part of that. We'll see how it unfolds.
Yeah, that's good. So I got a little bit of a crazy story. Like, I went to school with Adam. So I went to high school with him. That was my guy. We used to freestyle. He'd be writing raps all day, showing me his raps and stuff. And, you know, I kind of got to stay connected, but, like, in a distant way. Like, we just, like, hit each other up, encourage each other along the way. And, you know, he was telling me he's out here doing this Philly project thing, and like, hey, like, I need some, you know, you want to donate and stuff like that. As he's out there, and then I don't know how it wasn't through Adam, but I came across your art, you know, like, how, like, yo, this guy's dope, like, and I started listening to it, and then I seen you guys collab, and I'm like, what? This is crazy. Like, because it was like some, like, you know, somebody I went to high school with, and then somebody, like, you know, I just found that the algorithm blessed me with, you know, like, and seeing that, and then I don't remember, I was in Philly at a marriage conference, and you were there.
That's where I remember meeting you.
Yep, and that's where we met in person for the first time, and I've always loved the art and appreciated it. So I didn't even know you were gonna be this one. I was like, there. I was with my wife. I was like, yo, like that's the rapper I follow. Like he's really dope. Like I was like fangirling on the low. Like I don't know, but how do you? I guess the question I really want to ask is. As a rapper, right, the rap persona, right, you mentioned it, confidence, you know, it's bragging, it's boasting, right? Whereas, like, you know, the Christian posture or the posture of being a son and walking with Christ is kind of like, it's not my glory, you know, it's his glory. Like, you know, how do you balance that? Because, like, I feel like, especially when you have somebody who's is talented and gifted, you know, sometimes it's easy to just like elevate them and, you know, put the spotlight on them, make it all about their gift. But like, how do you kind of like, you know, put the spotlight back on Christ and in your life and in your art?
Yeah. Yes. That's a great question, man. That's something that I wrestle with in terms of like the genre, right? I don't think I have too much of a tough time with like the bragging stuff because I'm very sensitive to that as well. So everything you just said is like things that I have in my heart. Like sometimes the things I don't like about rap, if we're talking specifically Christian rap, like sometimes like if an artist is coming off like braggadocious, that's a funny word. But like, you know, if an artist is coming off overconfident in a way that's like, that it sounds like, you know, if it's giving off the prideful vibes, sometimes I can't connect with it, you know? Yeah. And, you know, I realize that I'm a little different. You know, I told you that a lot of my struggles with insecurity and, with lacking confidence, you know, is part of what keeps me, is part of what helps to humble me. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm so aware. I live with myself every day, right? I'm so aware of, apart from Jesus, I'm nothing, right? And I think like if there's anything I've learned throughout these, I've been through like a few years of like a challenging season of life, and I think more than ever, I've seen my need for Jesus, right? And so. To boast in a gift that was given to me, I mean, it seems backwards, you know what I mean? So, and don't get me wrong, like maybe, you know, maybe you'll hear something in my music that might come off that way. It should be rare from what I can think of, but if you ever heard something like that, that's never my heart to come off that way. You know, sometimes in the art form, like we're trying to be creative, like, some of us love bars. We love punchlines, and we want, you know, we love the art of rap. We love the art form of writing and being and creative writing. But the desire is never to come off like I'm the man, you know, because I'm very aware that I'm not. You know, so I think it's okay. I think there's a difference between confidence and pride. So I don't want to say someone can't be confident. You know what I'm saying? But I feel very sensitive to when I'm writing that I want my music to be something that is nourishing to someone's soul when they're listening, right? Like I've always wanted my music to be like a meal to a believer, to someone who understands the things of God. Like I feel like I wanted them to hear it. You're either convicted, you're encouraged, you're excited, I don't know, you're joy-filled. Like I want it to be something that you're walking away from it and you're still
I think you like froze.
Am I back?
You're back, yeah.
I'm back. Sorry, my alarm went off, man.
I was like, yeah.
my 10 o'clock alarm. Yeah. So I don't remember the last thing I was saying. I'm not gonna lie. You remember?
It's all good. I got so distracted. No, you
Same,
were
same, same.
talking about, oh man. It's all good. Yeah, one of the things I also wanted to ask you about is like, what is your creative process look like? You know what I mean? Like, what are your ideas for music come from? And how does it look from like start to finish?
Right. So I remember what I was saying. I was just talking about I desired my music to be, something you walk away from and it's adding to your life. It's adding value to your life. It's not just noise in your ears, right? So whenever I go to pick up the pen or whenever I'm writing, a lot of my writing comes from what I'm in, right? So a lot of my writing is vulnerable and I might phrase it in a way that, if you heard a preacher say, you're like, oh, that's good, but it's really what a lot of what I'm saying is like a lot of what I'm going through. So I've written a lot of songs that I've listened to them, a few months later, and they're speaking to me personally. So it's almost like I'm writing to myself in the future. And I'm listening and I'm getting convicted, or I've broken down listening to my lyrics because I'm like, yo, that's so real in my life right now. And I want people, I know that there's people out there that can relate to me. And so, my music may not be for everybody, but whoever it is for, I think it's gonna hit them in the heart. And I think that's my desire. So when it comes to my creative process, I'm not the kind of creative that has like a some sort of ritual in order to be creative. A lot of my writing is like on the fly. So, I have a desk job right now. It's challenging, but sometimes I'm inspired there, and I'll get a flow in my mind. I'll put a beat on while I'm, and I'll just get a flow in my mind, and I have like I'm the type that has like a billion voice memos of just different flows and ideas. And then that's kind of how I write. Like I get an idea, and then I hear like a line that I like, and I just start building it. I start building it to the point that I actually haven't been writing down my lyrics in a long time. A lot of it is like I get the beginning of the verse, and then I'm repeating that over and over in my head to find what the next part is. And as I'm going, I'm memorizing my whole verse. Or I have it recorded somewhere. So and once I get the entire verse, I'll record a voice memo of it just so I don't forget it. And then eventually I will actually record it. And then now I have a rough draft of a song that I just need to complete. So my creative process is kind of all over the place. I get really inspired by some amazing producers we have in our space. And then yeah, for topics, I just whatever is coming flowing from my heart. And usually if it's something that I like, then I just kind of go in that direction. So
I would say that's something that I've really appreciated about your art and what you do is when I'm listening to it, I can sense the vulnerability. Like there's times like I can like listen to the music and even like as you're talking about like God strengthening you in your weaknesses and God's grace in the midst of your struggle with sin and like how you're rejecting certain things and you're turning away and it's just like yes like yeah like it's encouraging, it's edifying, because like there's a lot of talented artists, there's a lot of good people within the CHH space, but a lot of times it's I don't really like I just like want to listen to somebody that I feel is like more like down to earth and is talking about like things that I can relate to, because it's like yo like this walk with Christ on a daily basis is a struggle, it's a fight, and we don't always get it right and we mess up, but when those things happen, we repent, we return away, we confess, we lean on our brothers and those around us, and like those are all like themes and things that, like, when I'm listening to your music, like, I'm hearing it come through the lyrics, through the creativity. And that's something that, like, I really appreciate is the message on top of just, like, you know, the God-given gift. So, it's like, one of the things
Shane, I love.
Yeah, no problem. One of the things is, like, I guess, like, you're saying, like, you're talking about things that you're going through, that you're experiencing. So that does take a level of vulnerability and transparency. You know, which to me is like, I see a strength, you know, where, you know, it's like us being able to admit that we're weak is like, is a strength, you know, for the believer. Like, how do you find the courage to do that, to be transparent, in your lyrics and in your art?
So I think that there's really just an overflow of who I am. I'm not really good at pretending. You know what I'm saying? I'm the kind of guy that if if I'm struggling, you're probably gonna see it on my face, or you're gonna kind of see it. You know, I guess I can push through my emotions, but it's really hard for me to pretend that I'm okay. If I'm struggling, I don't know why I am the way I am. Sometimes I've cried out to God, like, you know, why am I don't understand me. I don't get why I am this way. I don't know why I feel this way. I don't know why I think so much. Sometimes I feel like I'm too much for myself. I'm like, God, I need help. I just need you. Right. So I'm just very sensitive. I'm very critical. So I think that the reason that when I go to write, that's what comes out of me, is because I'm so frequently thinking about it. I'm so frequently, I'm waking up thinking about how much, so not that this is healthy, but when I'm struggling, I'm waking up thinking about how I'm failing to be able to follow Jesus from my perspective, right? I'm like, I don't have this same hunger or desire for you. But you're still here. You're still with me. Right. I wrote that song way too long. Right. It's like, and that came from, you know, I wrote that chorus years ago, but it still was applying to me today. I was like, yeah, I feel like I've been in my own way. Like, a lot of things that I'm going through is believing lies. It's like, you know, it's cycles and just patterns of just going through the motion. You know, and you get to that point where you're like, yo, when is enough already? You know, and I think it's part of, like, everything I'm speaking is kind of tied to, like, the whole me. I'm growing up. I'm learning that no one's just going to take my hand anymore and make me go spend time with God. Like, I need to choose him. I need to make time. I need to fit something in my schedule. And I'm forced to be intentional with everything, with my wife, with my music, especially with God, because I'm learning, like, sometimes you just assume it's just going to happen because, God, I love you. I gave my life to you. Of course, I'm going to spend time with you. No, that hasn't been my experience. I think about God every day. I pray to some capacity every day, but intentional, just like sitting with him with nothing else, no distractions. That's something that I thought would just happen. And I've learned, like, when that's not cultivated around me, like, yo, this is a season of life where I need to be responsible to get my own food, to make my own dinner, right? To make my own meals, so to speak, you know? That's been challenging for me, man. It really has, because I struggle with making a schedule in general. I think, like, I'm very influenced by how I feel. You know, so if I come home and I had a challenging day emotionally or mentally, right? When I come home, like, there's little responsibilities at home, right? I'm interacting with my wife and I'm just tired. I just wanna check out. You know, so what that becomes, if you're not careful, is just like, you just choose entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Right? To some capacity. YouTube, I mean Netflix, video games, whatever. Right? And that just becomes a pattern. And you realize, you wake up one day and you're like, yo, when's the last time I read the Bible? When's the last time I just prayed, for 20 minutes? So I think, sorry, I know that's a long tangent, but that's really
No,
like
you're good.
the reason why I'm writing this way is because I'm desperate to know God, and I want, when I have opportunities to share in music, I want to communicate while I'm in these places, so that when people are listening, you're hearing something real. It's not, you know what I'm saying? Like, so in I guess in a shorter, easier way to say it, I'm just being myself. And right now I am someone who's struggling, and I'm not, I also have to be careful not to like hold on, try to stay in this season just so I can make impactful art. That's nonsense. Like, I'm supposed to be free. I'm supposed to experience God, and I want to continue growing. And I think even if I come out of seasons like this, I'll have more insight, of why I went through that. And I believe God will use it, So,
Amen.
yeah, that's the reason why, man. I believe it's Jesus, man. It's just who I am. That's just how he made me.
Yeah. I think well, one of the things that came to mind is a Andy Mineo line while you were talking is Andy Mineo, he has a line, and he says, "Lately, I've been talking more about Jesus than I talked to him." And I think it's on the Neverland. But like, it's so easy, just even like, not even as an artist or a creative or anything, just like of the pace of life, and the pace that life goes is to. Especially as men, we get so let those blinders get on, task oriented, we're eyes set on the goal, eyes set on the prize. And sometimes like it's like we're going after a thing. Even sometimes those things can be a ministry, those things can be good things, those things can be godly things, that it's like, man, like I'm pursuing Jesus, but it's like, where's Jesus? And like it's so important, that we're being intentional and cultivating that relationship. And that's something that I'm challenged with in like the things that I do. Because like the same thing that you're saying is like there's sometimes like, man, like I'll make a video, like I usually make like short talking videos and stuff like that. And like I'll go back and I'll watch something and I'm like, wow, like I felt like the Lord made me make that video to talk to me in this season of my life. It's like, man, like it was almost like it was almost like, wow. And it's also just like making sure that that my creativity and the things that I'm pursuing is coming from that place of like intimacy and vulnerability and even being able to express in those moments of like, yo, like I feel distant, I feel distant from God. I feel like I'm struggling, and having those people in our lives that we can really talk to. Like right now, like I have a really close friend, really close brother that like, yo, like if I'm struggling, he's struggling, like we're on the phone and it's not like a thing of like we're just like, oh, like you're just gonna be okay, bro. Like keep your head up. Like it's like, bro, that's wrong. Like you need to repent. But also I'm here with you. God loves you. Like we're gonna get through this, but like, yo, like
That's
we gotta
good,
fight,
man.
And like
That's all we
I
need, bro.
want,
Community. Community,
yeah,
number one.
I want the real, like I want a real relationship with Jesus, but I also want a real relationship with the people around me. You know what I mean? And I feel like early on in my Christian walk, I wanted to be this person who kind of like floated on a cloud, or like, like people saw like, oh man, like, oh, like, if I dropped a, if I said word or I did something, people are like, oh wow, like he's so creative, he's so cool, he's this, he's that. And I really lacked that vulnerability and that openness and allowing people to see my struggle and to see my weakness. And I didn't realize that it was actually, I thought I was connecting with people, but actually it was really creating distance from those people, so that people that didn't know me, they would be like, oh, that's cool, that's dope, he's really, like, he's really insightful. But the people that knew me were like, oh, he's just shallow, you know. Because like I wasn't like going deep into those relationships. And I really started to find freedom and love and acceptance and in being able to be open and vulnerable with certain people in my life, and letting them know where I was at. But also I feel like it also freed up my creativity, because now I can allow that, instead of just like dropping truth bombs and like really like clever like exegesis and stuff like that, now I'm able to allow people to like really see the struggle in the walk with Christ, and now they can connect with something that's real and tangible. So like everything you're saying, man, is like yes and amen. Like I'm like 110% on with like everything you're saying.
Yeah, bro.
So
yeah, bro. Yeah. Got it, bro. Community is everything, man. I first started music, I remember saying this prayer. Like I think I prayed like, God, you know, send me people that I could do music with. And you know, I realized, you know, it was brought to my mind that I prayed that prayer, and I realized all the people God put around me to do this with. You know, I'm very much not alone. And that is such a blessing, man. I'm actually a part of a community. It's called RIPE. Right. So RIPE is a creative community. It's full of rappers, singers, songwriters, worship leaders, videographers, photographers. Right. We're just a bunch of creatives who love God, and we're trying to put out life-giving content to the world. But there's a high emphasis on the community side. And I think that's what's so unique about RIPE, is that all of us came together in a very organic way. A lot of us met doing ministry. So we didn't come together with the intention of creating together. We came together because we were all seeking to serve God, and we had similar interests, right? So now the reason that's unique now is because we're developing this, we're a family. And what comes out of family is beautiful, you know? And I think like we had our first ever event recently. It was called Good Soil. And it was so, bro, on so many levels. I can't get into all of it right now. I'll talk too much. But it was on so many levels. It was so powerful for me, man, to just see like, wow, look what I'm a part of, right? So I think that's dope too, because this is not about me, right? Like I'm a part of something bigger. You know, all of us are, we're part of a kingdom, right? God's kingdom is, we're a small piece in a big puzzle, right? But to see everything that God has brought together, like the quality of these people is incredible, man. Like they're amazing people, like people you want to be around, even if they're not talented, right? Like, so it's not like, you know, we're just around them because they're talented, because they have a gift. It's like, if none of us did music, we'd still love each other.
Yeah.
And that's so key, right? And I think that because that's there, like the fact that everyone is so talented, it's just you're sitting here like, man, God, what are you doing? You know, what is this? This is not normal. I don't see this everywhere. You know, what do we have here? And we're in that place right now where we're trying to discover, like, how do we move forward with this? Because we know this has to be God. Especially when there's a high emphasis on like the community side of it, the family side. That's what the church is, right? We're a family. And I agree with you, bro. Community, having someone to confess to, having someone to, you know, to sharpen you, And I think we should also have mentors. I think that's something that I need to work on in my life. But, bro, it's everything, man, to have community. So I agree with you, bro. And I'm very grateful for the people God has put in my life, man.
One of the things, and I mean, I know we're getting a little late on time, but one of the things I want to ask you is like, how would you encourage somebody listening, that feels like they can't be used by God, like they're not good enough? Maybe they feel like they've gone too far. Maybe they feel like it's over. Maybe they feel like that the gifts that they have aren't valuable. How would you encourage that person?
Yeah, I mean, so the first thing I would say is I can relate to you. It's the first thing I would say. I think like in a very general sense that like we have to start at the cross, right? You have to think about how valuable we must have been for Jesus to pay the price that he did. Right? I heard this preacher say, he heard someone say, God doesn't, someone was coming to him like, I don't feel God's love. God doesn't love me. And he just pointed them back to the cross. Like God said, I love you already, right? Like that's been stated. He couldn't have said it any louder, right? Like he said it as loud as he could by Jesus dying for you, right? Like that to understand, like sometimes we need to go back and we need to understand the weight of what took place there so that we don't mishandle the sacrifice that was made, right? So when you see the fact that you feel useless and worthless, right? The fact that you have those feelings, like part of that is like, now hear me out here. Part of that is healthy because we're realizing how much we aren't apart from God, right? Like it's what draws us near is like, God is so good. I'm not good. God is so good, right? And I think because God is good, that's why he will use us. It's not because we're good. We were never good enough. I think that was the whole point. Like we come to that point where we realize I don't deserve anything.
That's good.
I deserve what Jesus got. But that's how much God loved me that I didn't have to receive that. And that honestly, that's something I really struggle with because I want to earn God's love so bad. I feel like I have to do something for it. I'm like, this is too good. Why do you love me so much? Right? And that's part of my self-awareness. Like I see my struggle, I see where I miss it. I'm like, sometimes I break down because I realize that, yo, he loves me, man. Right? Like it's like a It's hard. It's like that. It's like it's too good to be true, but then it's true, right? It's like that. So that's the first thing I would say. I would say like realize that you are valuable because God proved that by sending Jesus. And I think let that be your foundation, because I would also say that the fact that you even care to be used by God, it shows that. There's been a transformation there because I don't know about you, but I remember not wanting anything to do with God, right? So the fact that you even desire to be used by God, it shows that God has done something in your heart, right? And just imagine if God loved you before you even desired him, how much more is he for you now that you want him, right? Can you imagine that? Like I remember, I remember God giving me these lyrics for like a guitar song. It was years ago, but the lyrics were, "Remember when you didn't love me, I still loved you." Something that simple, it was so profound to me because it was like, you loved me that much when I wanted nothing to do with you. How is it that I think that you're not gonna love me now that I actually want something to do with? I want you. I want to be used by you, right? So I think some of our struggle is like we're believing lies. Like, of course God wants to use you. Of course God, I think he's for us, right? Like, I think a father is going to be excited that his child wants to serve him. So some of those things you're dealing with is like, It's lies that you're believing, right? And so we have to let go of that, and we have to realize that a lot of this is not how good we are, how talented we are. A lot of this is surrender. It's saying, I submit my life to you. And a lot of it is also just being available. Like, if you want to be used by God, just make yourself available. You know, just say, I'm willing, I'm able, no pun intended. That's it. It's a lot simpler than I think we make it. And that's coming from a very complicated person. I know I overcomplicate following Jesus. It's an everyday process that I'm working through. But you are valuable. God does want to use you, and you just have to like rest in that love, that love that you did nothing for.
So, one of the things I want to ask, and I know it's kind of, I think the topic is kind of funny, but I know some people within the community get like very seriously. Are you a Christian rapper or a rapper who's Christian?
Yo, that's hilarious. Yeah, I've never been passionate about this argument. You know, if you see me as a, I'm definitely a Christian rapper, right? Like, there's nothing about me that's trying to be incognito about the fact that I follow Jesus. You know, but I'm not necessarily introducing myself as a Christian rapper. I'm just saying,
yeah,
I'm an artist. I make music. You can check it out. Like, the minute that you hear my music, you're gonna know it's about Jesus. But I'm not like out here like, yeah, I'm a Christian rapper, you know. But at the same time, if people label me as that, I'm not discouraged by that, because I'm gonna make Christian rap dope. I'm gonna give it a good reputation, right? So if you label me a Christian rapper, and you hear it, you're gonna hear something excellent, and I'm okay with that, because I can give that title a good reputation. I kind of like that people think it's corny, and when they hear that it's not, you know, we're representing a better image than what people might assume, you know. So
That's good.
That's kind of my answer. And I'm cool with either.
Go ahead. Were you gonna say something?
No. I'm good.
Yeah. I was listening to KB's podcast the other day, and one of the episodes he brought it up, but he was talking about redeeming. He was like, "Man, if anything, we should like be seeking to redeem this." Mm. Title Christian rapper, like, it should be something that, like, not that it's like kind of like corny to carry, but it's like, man, like the weight of that, like, to be considered that is such a you know, like, responsibility, such a yes. noble thing, and we can do it and create dope art, which I thought is cool. One of the things I do, like, I listen to a lot of CHH, and one thing I feel like kind of like the younger crowd of like CHH artists are actually being a lot more overtly about Jesus in their lyrics, in their music. That's something that like you're seeing as well.
So to be honest, like I don't actually listen to music as much as I create. There's no particular reason why. I think it's just something that happened over the years, and so now it's just like how I am. So I'm familiar with a lot of artists. I'm just not very familiar with everyone's catalog. So I don't know, you know, necessarily how overt people are being and are not being. I just know that, you know, from artist to artist, it varies. Like some people want to be an artist that can infiltrate spaces that a Christian normally wouldn't, you know, be able to walk into, right? They wouldn't normally want that kind of music there, right? So I get that, you know, like they call them kingdom artists, or, you know, they're not so explicit about Jesus in their music, but they have a desire to you know, evangelize to the world. And then there's others who are the complete opposite of that. And I honestly, I think that's okay. Like your music doesn't have to be explicitly Jesus. I just think that your life does, you know? Yeah. And so I think sometimes like the extremes are like, if people are so, you know, they don't want to be explicitly Jesus, and then your life is kind of suspect, that's just not good. You know, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I think even more so if you're trying to, you know, enter the world with your, like, you need to be more on top of it, man, because you're entering into an environment that is not, like, if you're not mature, it's going to eat you alive. So
yeah, for sure.
I really want to see men and women mature. I want to see, you know, I kind of think that being an artist in general as a Christian, you're asking for a platform, essentially. And it doesn't matter what you are or what you do. Anything that comes with a platform comes with influence. And I think that as a follower of Jesus, we should take influence seriously, because this is not something that we have to do. Nobody is obligated to be an artist. So if you're choosing to be an artist, you need to be responsible enough to know that you should be mature, because you're representing something bigger than yourself. And it doesn't mean you have to be perfect, but what I'm saying is, like, don't take it if you really feel like you need to grow a little bit. You know what I'm saying? If you know you're immature, I don't think there's anything wrong with letting, you know, growing in your character, and developing as a man or woman of God, so that when you actually get that platform, you can use it in a way that's beneficial. Because I'm nowhere, like, I have no idea what it's like to have that much influence, to have thousands or hundreds of thousands of people keeping up with you. Yeah. That's something that is honestly not something I'm looking forward to. You know, if God leads me there, and that's a position he puts me in, I'm going to need him, because I take it very seriously how I influence people's lives. That's something I have a fear. I have a fear of, like, misleading people. You know, I have a fear of, one of my biggest fears is, like, when I meet God one day face to face, you know, to find out that I never knew him, or I was deceived the whole time, right? And I would never want to intentionally be misleading people, you know? So, you know, while I'm a little disappointed at times that I'm not progressing as quickly as I'd like to, I'm also grateful that God is developing my character to prepare me for whatever's coming, you know, and I think it's good for more artists to consider that, so that they can just have a healthy life, because artists is not every, we're so much more than artists, right? So it could be a burden, man. I think we have to be prepared for that.
Yeah, for sure. Well, bro, I just want to thank you for doing this interview, for hopping on. I had a great time. Hope we can do it again. Is there anything that you like, you know, you got going on this year? I know you mentioned your EP, but like anything else, like, you know, that you got going on, like, where can we follow you, you know, keep up to date with what you're doing?
Yes. So yeah, you can expect a lot of music from me this year, probably at least 10 songs this year, right? I'm really trying to make this year, consistency is my goal. I just don't want to make excuses and be just overthinking the whole process. So in the coming months, you can look out for some songs. You can follow me. It's AABLE Music on pretty much every platform. So Instagram is probably the best way to keep up with me. And you can follow me on TikTok. You know, I have to be more active on there, but you could also follow me there. So that's AABLE Music. And then it's AABLE on Spotify, Apple Music, whatever your choice of music is. I'm also on YouTube. I have some videos on there if you want to check them out. But yeah, I think this is the beginning. So, you know, anybody listening out there, if you want to join me on this journey, I'm more than happy to have you. You know, I want to build a genuine support system. I want to learn how to connect better with the people who support me. And yeah, it'd be really dope to go on this journey together and see what God does. So thank you, bro. I appreciate you asking me to be a part of this, man. I love having an opportunity to share my heart and for people to kind of get to know who I am.
Yeah, for sure. No, I appreciate it, and we'll definitely have to do it again. But yeah, I think yeah, we got a lot in. So thank you everybody in the chat for joining us, and yep, we'll see you soon.
All right. God bless, guys.